A good moye dra boy sai. Ah, lidu nishmas imi mirosu nishmas Mordechai. Actually, taping Erev Yontif. Today, just the beer chometz, mevaral the averis. Bezer Hashem, be able to record a second shir today. Rabbis, I have a shaila for the oilom. Those of you who learned psachim with us know the answer. It's obvious. It's not so obvious to a lot of people. What is the best marr on the list of marr? The best one, it doesn't matter what your minig is. It matters what the Mishnah says and what the halacha says. The best marr is actually romaine lettuce. That's the number one on the list. The reason why a lot of people use chrein and that sort of thing is because it's very hard to get romaine lettuce in Europe. Maybe had an issue with bugs and things like that. But in terms of halacha, the best marr out there is romaine lettuce. Rabbeisai, we are starting today, daf nundalad on the base, all the way on the last line. But before, let's do the sponsors. The second sponsor by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Parnas HaChodesh, Linishma Zachari Ben Moshe, Linishma Zachari Bas Yosef, Parnas HaChodesh, Aaron Freeman, it should be his chus, Turabelli, if you continue to see after the Shemayim teaching Torah to Klai Yisrael, Parnas HaChodesh, Jason Mekai Sora, for all the chuses that come from supporting Libra at Torah, Parnas HaChodesh, Yom and Rosenfeld, Prat Slochim Business, and all my endeavors, Parnas HaYoyim, Zev Wasserman, Linishma Zachana Bas Yocheved, and Neshama should have an Aliyah, and the Art of the Month, Anonymous for his chus, for an easy childbirth, his daughter, and a healthy baby. Rabbeisai, here we go. Yesterday, we were discussing a behemoth male. If somebody donates a non-kosher animal, such as a horse, to the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, live from my office, from my home, no audience today because of Erev Pesach, and I wasn't sure when I'd be ready, and I have to do two shiurim. I need to do one after another. In a few hours, I'll do another one. So I'm live from my own home, so if you hear babies crying, people screaming, it's all part of Erev Pesach. So, yesterday we were discussing a non-kosher animal. A person donates a horse to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that just like a behemoth tameya starts off as Hegdash, it's Hegdash Rishon, it's the primary Hegdash, and there is no partners in it. It's completely Kadesh Lashem. And your Oivrami Ilah. So everything else, it's similar to it. Your Oivrami Ilah. Otherwise, if it's secondary, you're not Oivr. Says the Gemara like this. Amalei Rav Ashi L'Ravina. Behema Tmeya. B'tchilas Hegdash Isa. What are you telling me? That a Behema Tmeya horse could only be a primary Be'emsa Hegdish Lesa, it can't be a secondary. In other words, you can't use a non-kosher animal to redeem another animal. Maybe you could use a non-kosher animal to redeem. Amarle Lefi She'ena B'soif Hegdish. It's not there at the end. In other words, you cannot use the animal itself for a karbon, and you can't put it in a wall. You can't build with it. So it can't be at the end. That's why it's considered as if it doesn't have a middle. It's not secondary. So it does have secondary. So then you should add a chaymish in that case as well. Omerle, you should add the 25% as the secondary. Omerle, hariyu kisayf hegdish. No. You don't add 25% because it's like the end of Hegdash. Masayf Hegdash, any Moisef Chaymish. Anything that's a carbon that goes in the Mizbeah, you can't redeem. If you can't redeem, you don't add a 25%. So Mela, this non-kosher animal is similar to something that you can't redeem. And Mela, there's no Chaymish. Masayf Hegdash, any Moisef Chaymish. Masayf Hegdash, any Moisef Chaymish. Oh, the Rav Zudu, Rabbi, the Ramon, the Rabino, my Chazis. It's very interesting that the Lashon Chazis, I said, you said, we all said, unless you're being used for somebody else, in Bir Chometz today we say, the Chazisu, the Loi Chazisu. Some people say, If you love it, you want it. But we say, we are getting rid of our chametz, that even if we see it or we don't see it. You have this non-kosher animal, you can compare it to the end of Hegdash, you can compare it to the beginning of Hegdash. My chazis, the midas of the soif hegdish, midami the tilas hegdish, compared to the beginning. Omar le, mistabel the soif hegdish, and therefore there would be a chaymash. Omar le, mistabel the soif hegdish, avalin in the muye, it makes sense to compare it to the beginning, to the end of hegdish, shekain nitpas, mid nitpas. Both of them could be instead of something else. You could give this horse to redeem something else. Whereas, the beginning of Hegdash, how does something start out to be Hegdash? It's not instead of something, it just started out. It's step one. Step one can never be instead of something else. It's chulin. It's not kadosh. And you're starting off. So therefore, a non-kosher animal is similar to the end versus the beginning. So the Gemara, Adrav, the Tchilas Hegdash Havalei Demoye. On the other hand, it's more comparable to the beginning of Hegdash. It's something that after it, when you redeem it, the next thing has Kedusha. Whereas when you're talking about the end of the Kedusha process, when you put it on a Mizbeach, that's it. There's nothing afterwards. There's no Kedusha after that. Says the Gemara, Kedoma Rava, Ha'ilah. Let's see. Oops. Uvir le akoin eitzin ba boikir ba boikir. Varcha le aoylo, victor le chel v'yashlam. What is it talking about? It's referring to the carbon tomet shachar. That what? Rava learns from the word ha'ayla, it's the. With the hey idea, it's the first. The very, very first carbon that we bring in the Beis HaMikdash every single day is carbon tomet. Ha'ayla. Ha'ayla. Oyla Rishoyna, Hanami, Hatmeya, since it says a similar word, Ha, Tmeya with the Hey idea, Tmeya Rishoyna. It's in the first place. So, in other words, we learn from here that only something that's Hegdish, Tmeya Rishoyna, do you add a Chaimish, but not on a secondary. So this horse is considered primary. Tmei Rishayna is a primary, and therefore you do add 25%. Here's a riddle. What day of the year, or I should say, what carbon during the year, comes after the Oilas Tamid? So there's an Oilas Tamid in the morning, which is the very, very first carbon. And then there's the Oilas Ben Arbayim, the one in the evening, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. There's nothing that ever comes after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. It's always the last carbon, just like it's the first of the day. There's two per day, first and last. But there is one exception, one exception, and that is today. On Erev Pesach, we bring the carbon Pesach after the Oilas Tamid. Zav the Helige Gemara. Tanya Kivasei the Rishuv and Levi. We have approved the Rishuv and Levi, and it's going to take us six lines to get there. Parzu Tachas Parashal Egdash. I want to take like a Tmura, but not really. I want to take this cow and bring it and redeem this cow of Egdash. You see this cow of Egdash? I don't know how much it's worth. You see my cow? I want to switch. You're allowed to do that because it's not a carbon. It's not a cow of a carbon. It's owned by the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Beis HaMikdash going to do with it? They're going to sell it. So they're selling it to me. They're bartering. I'm giving them my cow. I have a brown cow. I want a white cow. Talizdu. Tachas talas shel hegdash. You see this jacket? I have a blue jacket. I want to give it to the Beis HaMikdash and take a black jacket. Hegdash Yipadu. It works. I was able to redeem the cow. I was able to redeem the jacket. And the Beis HaMikdash always wins. In other words, if my jacket is worth more and I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, Farfalin, the Beis HaMikdash gains. And if my jacket is worth less than the Beis HaMikdash, then I must make up the difference. What about Porazu B'chamish Tlaim? I stipulate and I say, this cow that's worth five, Tachas partial hegdish. My cow is worth five. I want it instead of the hegdish. Tazu b'chamish shleim. My jacket is worth five. Should be instead of tachas tachas hegdish. Hegdesh v'padri. It works. So Rashi seems to be saying that it's the same exact case, same exact halacha, that you always lose, Hegdash always wins. The question that the Rishonim ask Rashi Taisus, so why doesn't it say Yad Hegdash al Yoina? So say that Hegdash always wins. Or even more so, put it together and make it one case. That's why they want to explain in Rashi that it means up to five. You don't have to pay more than five. Up to five. Since you stipulated five, all you have to do is up to five. But the point over here is Al Hegdish Rishon Moisef Chaimesh. And here it says Mamshli Rishon Levi, that what? That for the primary Hegdish, you must add 25%. Al Hegdish Shani, a Moisef Chaimesh. That's exactly what Rishon Levi said. That on the primary, add 25%. On a secondary Hegdish, you don't add 25%. Says the Heligim Mishnah. So if you think this is familiar, you should be knowing this because we had a Befurusha Mishnah. Here it is. Chachamim say that Aina is a sixth. If you have 24 coins, four of them is a sixth. So that's what it says over here. Aina Arba Kesef is four coins out of 24. Bataino Shtei Kesef. In order to make somebody swear, your taina has to be for two kesef. Vahida shaveh pruta. And if you admit that you stole, that you swore falsely, that you stole, that you didn't steal, and it turns out that you stole a pruta is enough. And then that puts us into the Mishnah. Chomesh prutois hein. There are actually five things that work with a pruta. We're very familiar with the pruta throughout the whole Shas, pruta is five. Let's see if we can come up with more than five. Haida shava pruta. You just said one. That when you... Sorry. Haida means that if you're moide b'miktas. I said shvua, sorry. If you are moide b'miktas, that is, someone comes over and says, you owe me $100. And you say, I owe you only a pruta. So that's mechayev yushvua. Haida shavu pruta. Chamish pruta zain. Haida shavu pruta. Ve'aisha miskadeshes shavu pruta. The first mishnah of kiddushin. A woman is mekudesh. You give her a ring that's worth one pruta. She becomes your wife. I was just thinking because it is Erev Pesach, and I gave everybody a drasha to go buy their wife's gifts. And I actually received some text messages and email thanking me for reminding you. And I myself wasn't so successful. I told my wife about jewelry. She was so interested in kids. And I said, I can't go with you. Get it yourself. It was a disaster. So I have a plan. But I will, Bezer Hashem, get her something. The mission is to make her happy. So the jewelry is going to have to come after the other. But for the other, I have to make her happy. But then I thought about it. I think if I write a letter with it, say I get her flowers, just as a dugma. So if I write her a letter, that is like a shavu pruta. It's something small, but you could acquire a woman bishavu pruta. Somebody's printing something here next to me. Shema. Ha'isha miskadesh is b'shaver pruta, v'anehene b'shaver pruta min a hegdish ma. And a person who enjoys himself, benefits from hegdish, something that's worth a pruta, he's over on mi'ila. V'hamoyse shaver pruta, chayv lahachris. And the person who finds something in the street, if it's worth a pruta, you have to take care of it and announce it. V'hagoizos chaveri shavu pruta. And if you steal from your friend something that's worth a pruta. So it has to be at least a pruta in order to be over on gezel. There's a famous mice, you can look it up, of some sort of teller in a bank that stole millions of dollars by stealing fractions of a dollar. every time it's like, you know, $1.25.333, he took all the threes for himself. So, hold on. One second. This is coming up. Sorry.
Yes, I was just saying that you could steal pasim shavu pruta, keep on doing it over and over and over,
and make millions until they caught that person. There was a they say that who was it that says this? Oh yeah, this is Yerushalmi. This is Yerushalmi that says that the Zdoim v'Amoyer and the Dara Flogon, they both were stealing less than a pruta. And they said, you're not going to be able to take me to Bezin because it's less than a pruta. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them very severely. Yeah, Bezin won't, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will. And that's what the Chanukas HaBayis says. He says, I think I mentioned slightly maybe or something similar when we're talking about Mishu Para. Mishapara Medora Magbol or Medora Flogo. What does it mean, Mishapara? Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu who said, you know what, you're going to play games, you're going to play shtick, and you're going to steal less than a pruta, and you think Bezin's not going to go after you, but Mishapara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pereh, and he's going to be Pereh, the person who doesn't keep his word. That's what Vardy says. This is a special halacha we're going to see in the Gemara. If somebody steals something, he must go after him. Oh, we actually have. So first of all, Yishma. No, that comes up later. But this is just a guy going all the way to Modai to pay back something they stole. It's not good enough to give it to a shaliach, to an agent. You have to go directly. So he goes. Which is good. Shalom Mustafa, such a shgacha, I met you. I want to return what I stole from you. What happened? Oh, I shouldn't have pushed maybe. Oh, one second, I first want a drink. You want to serve with this red button? Emil. That's all he cares about. Okay. Just to remind Oilam. Interesting. So the Maril Diskin says, but what happened? What happened to Tzedakah? How come Tzedakah, Pruta, to give to Ani is not in the Mishnah? So the Maril Diskin says, you see, that Yoytz Tzedakah, if somebody comes over to you, according to Maril Diskin, Yoytz even less than a Pruta. As though he's doctor. Says the Gemara, Tanin Chalzim, we already learned one. So you know, Arbo Kesef, Arbo Kesef, the Mishnah, Nachof Tesla, Mem Tesla on the base. I think it's Mem Tesla, Mem Tesla somewhere. That I know is 4 Kesef out of 24. Kesef, the Sela, Shusla Mekach, 1/6. Says the Gemara, Atainish, the Kesef, Dosh of Abruta, you're right, that part we don't need, we need the next part in the Mishnah. That when you come and make a claim against a person, it has to be, for a shvua, it should be 2 kesef. And moide b'mishnas hatayna is shavu pruta. This is Gemara, Hanami Tanina, but that's also a mishnah. Why do I need another mishnah? Shvuas hadayonim. It says in Sechtes, Kiddushin, and Shvuas, Shvuas hadayonim, hatayna shtei kesef, v'hoida shavu pruta. Meforish, tayna is 2, hoida is 1 pruta. Says Gemara, you're right, save it, I need the end part. Diktani, how much fruit the same? I need it for the next part. That is 5 frutas. How much fruit the same? So let's talk about it. Says Gemara, let's say, Nami, Haina, Pruta. We just spoke about Haina, that you, if you take more than a 6 from somebody, and if that 6 is a worth of Pruta, you should return it. Whatever it is. Omer of Kahana, Zisi Meres, and you know other Prutas. Obviously, from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't talk about a Pruta, it's because there's no enough when it comes to a pruta. You need at least an iser, which is more than a pruta. Levi argues, he says, no, there is enough
when it comes to a single pruta. And Levi put it in his braiso. What's his braiso? Chome is pruta saying. There are five prutas. Ha'ino pruta. Here. Ha'ino. He talks about ha'ino right away. Ba'ido pruta. That we had in our Mishnah. What do you make to us? Vikidush Yishu pruta. We had that in our Mishnah. Vikidush Yishu pruta. We had that in the Mishnah. And this we don't have in our Mishnah. Vishiva sadayonim bepruta. You go to Dayan here. Let's see if we have that picture. Here we go. Go to a Dayan based on a fight of a pruta. A similar story that I said the other day. This is a story with they say about the Chazanish that a child swallowed a lira and the father couldn't believe it. He didn't know what to do, so he runs to Chazanish. So Chazanish hears the story. He says, listen, go to the Panovich Rav, Rav Kahneman. He says, Rav Kahneman? I came to the Gala Dor. Why should I go to Rav Kahneman? He says, no, Rav Kahneman is a mumcha in getting money out of people. That's what he does. He goes to America, gets money. He's a mumcha in getting money out of people. So the child heard it and he started laughing and he coughed up this coin. Zogdi Gemara. Ah, Chanukah Zatayr, that's the name of the sefer. Not Chanukah Zabayis. Chanukah Zatayr, yeah. Famous Chanukah Zatayr. I got it when I was bar mitzvah. Somebody gave me like a little tiny. I wonder if I have it here. Not now. I'm getting closer. No, place it. All right, Zogdi Gemara. How come our Mishnah doesn't bring that you sit down at a din Torah for a pruta? Says Gemara, Tanalei Gezel. We already spoke about Binol Mechaveri taking from a person a pruta, so it's the same kind of idea. Says Gemara, Tanalei Gezel, Tanalei Aveda, but it already says in the Mishnah, it says two things about Binol Mechaveri. Stealing and finding a Metzia. Both are Binol Mechaveri. Say also Dayon. Says Gemara, each one, Gezel and Aveda, has a special chiddush. Gezel, as we said in the Mishnah, you get on a plane, you have to go travel and find the guy, give it to him directly. Aveda, what's the chiddush in finding a lost object? You're mechuyiv to announce it. Even though it started off by pruta, and now by the time you do achraz, even before you do achraz, it goes down in value. You must announce it, even though right now today it's not worth a pruta. So the mashgiach of Chachmi Lublin, Reb Shimon, I forget his last name, Reb Shimon Zalichov, something like that. So he goes to Reb Chaim Brisker to visit him. So Reb Chaim Brisker asks him, "What's the halacha if you find a metzia?" It was worth a pruta, and before you were able to announce it, it's worth less than a pruta. So he says, "Mufurush Rashi, but Metzia," and he brought out Rashi. Afagav dezol be Metzia la'achros. So Chaim Brisker said, "You see from here, not that you see from here." But he said, "Look, it's more important to know Rashi than, or it's. I think he might have said that it's before you say lambdas, you have to know Gemara Rashi." And he was like impressed with the Mashgiach that he knew this Rashi. Says the Gemara. Where am I? Oh. V'levi, my time, Leitoni, Aveda Bepruta. How come Levi doesn't talk about a lost object? Tanuli Gezel. It's already included in stealing from somebody Pruta. It's been on Chavera Pruta. Mileitoni, Gezel, Leitoni, Shivas Adayon. So why does he have to? Gezel and a dentaira? Says the Gemara, Yeshivas Nadayonim is Yitlai, because it's a special finish. Lapugim the Rav Katino, Dome Rav Katino, to exclude Rav Katino, because Rav Katino says, Bezin is talking about Fino the Pachan Shor Bruto. Okay? Because there's a man of Omar called Rav Katino. He says that if somebody comes to you with such a minute amount, even less than a Bruto, you should sit down for the dentaira. I've heard from a number of people that they saw with their own eyes. I heard this from three people, maybe. They saw with their own eyes that people came to the Dintaira. One guy told me he saw where a dying, somebody came to the Dintaira. He said, I lent my car to this guy. He had a flat tire, he doesn't want to pay me. And the guy said, So the Dayan says, how much does a flat tire cost? He said, 30 shekel. He says, here, take the 30 shekel. The Dayan paid them to leave. Sometimes it's so silly, so minute. Maybe people are doing it for the principal. Whatever the reason is, you do it entire even for less than a pruta. In fact, in the time of the Gemara, you see that pruta was very, yes, it's very little, but they used to make a big deal out of it. Says Gemara, V'levi metame l'katani hegdash. How come it doesn't talk about, according to Levi, it doesn't talk about, in this price, it doesn't say the case of mi'ila, of benefiting from hegdash. Says Gemara, b'chun kamayri, because Levi is only enumerating the things that are with private citizens and have nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Elatan don the kamayri b'kachim, if our Mishnah is talking about Beis HaMikdash, nisni ma'iser b'pruta, what about Meister Shani? That's the halach we had like 2 days ago. I hope it was yesterday. The Meister Shani, in order to be able to redeem it, it needs to be valued at least a pruta. Yeah, remember we had Chizkiyah. That was 2 days ago, I think. Where you had the whole, yeah, Motzi Shabbos. Yesterday was Sunday. Where was that here? I'll remind you. I'll have it here in my head. This case of if you don't have a pruta, worth of food, so what you could do is, if you're ready, we're mechalel, you redeemed it onto money, so you left a little bit over here, then you could use it over here. Remember, that's the gift. So in Mela, we see the halacha, you have to have a pruta in order to be mechalel. So the Gemara commands, Omar, in b'chum shei pruta. That, no, it's not that the value of the fruit has to be a pruta. Fakir, the value of the fruit has to be at least 4 prutas. Because if it's 4 prutas, then the chaymesh, the 25%, is a full pruta. So you can't say in the Mishnah, Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Sheni needs to be 4 prutas, not 1 pruta. Says the Gemara, okay, but the chaymesh is 1 pruta. If the Maaser Sheni is 4, that means the 25% is 1 pruta. So the listening chaymesh is a pruta. Says the Gemara, but karna kamayri, you're right. But we're only talking about principle, the chaymesh, the kamayri, we're not talking about 25%. Gufa. Omer Avkatino. Bezin is kokem afilu upokem shor pruta. Avkatino says that Bezin will sit down, convene over less than a pruta. Must Rava. So Rava asks the question. It says in the pasuk by Mi'ila, by when you're misappropriating Hegdish, Ve'isa Shechotim, and HaKodesh Yishalim. Oh. Ve'isa Shechotim, and HaKodesh Yishalim. The rabbis, Pachos, Mishavah, Prutoy, Lihishavah. So it says that even less than a Pruta, you have to give back to the Beis HaMikdash. If you ride, let's say, a horse that's owned by the Beis HaMikdash, and it you only benefited half a pruta, you must give it back. Says Gemara, the Gemara's medayig, nun heyom the beis, koyd v'shin, aval hadi loy. Seems like that's only halacha for hegdish, they have to give less than a pruta, but not for a private individual. So that's a kasha on Rav Katina. Says Gemara, li itmar, hochi itmar, on Rav Katina, and who's bezin, l'shav a pruta, if bezin can mean for a case that has a pruta, like in this case, goimrim, then if this is the second case, goimrim afilu l'pachas m'shavah pruta, then the second case could be even less than a pruta, as long as they convene and they sit down for the pruta. We just turned to the afternoon hymn day, sponsored by Kid Novations LLC, in honor of my uncle, Rebbe Chanan Preston, and as his chus for Akiva Simcha Ben Vega, official mitzvah motivators in honor of the Lemans for sponsoring Sforim for the daily Ner Talmud learning. And by the Gwertzman brothers, you scored Rabbi Gwertzman. I got your message today, just a little busy to respond. Sorry. For Yartes of our grandfathers, Achaber Moshe ben Rachmil al Shalom, and original real Yaki, and our Rabbi Eliezer Moshe ben Reb Shemo Zatzal. The Neshamas should have an Aliyah. Goimrim, I feel the Bakum Shavu Bruto. Tilas Hadin being a Bruto. Because when you start out the entire, you need a full pruta. Gimardin, but the second case, loy be'ina pruta. Says the Heilige Mishnah, chamisho chumshin hei, there are 5 25% in the Torah, Elohei. Ho'ichel, truma, u'trumas meiser, u'trumas meiser shil gmai. So the only one I want to focus on again, even though we just did it, is Trumas Meiser. I feel that people struggle with Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser means Truma, I mean, sorry, Meiser of Meiser. Meaning, let's see what we have here. Not this one. Okay. So Truma is if a person has a pile of fruit, let's say 100 fruit, he takes 2 and gives it to the client. Then he takes whatever's left over, takes 10% of whatever's left over, let's say 9 fruit, 10% of what's left over, and gives it to the lady. 9.8. Gives it to the lady. That's called Meiser. Now, we're holding there. Trumas Meiser is once the Levi receives his 10% from the Yisrael, he takes 10% of what he received and gives that to the Kohen. It's a Meiser of Meiser. And that's what we call Trumas Meiser. Takes 1 apple out of 10 and gives it to the Kohen. So the Kohen got 2 apples from the Yisrael and 1 apple from the Levi. He has a total of 3 apples. Now, we have a list of 5 things that you have to give 25%. We're going to say a bunch of them in the beginning, and that it's only one case, because it's all trumas and meisers. So if a person eats truma by mistake, or eats trumas and meiser by mistake, or eats trumas and meiser of demai, which is, you're not really mechuyev to give me the rice of trumas and meisers, but you bought it from an amoris, so we're going to be machmer and say, listen, you should take trumas and meisers, or not truma, you should take meisers from it. Rashi goes in again and says over here that Amoris usually takes truma. There's no concern about the truma. It's only the Meiser. The chala, if you ate the hafroshes chala, v'abikurim, if you ate the first fruit, we said the other day that bikurim is like truma. First fruits that grow from the shivus haminim, you bring up through shalayim, moisiv chaymish, you should add a fifth, which is 25%. That's one case. So we know, oh, that's Maris again. The first 3 years of a tree is called Arlo. You're not allowed to benefit from it once whatsoever. The fourth year is called Netar Revai. And that has the same halach as Meiser Sheni, which is that you bring the fruit up to Yerushalayim and eat them, or you can redeem them. You could move the Kedusha from the fruit over to money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim, exactly like Meiser Sheni, and you buy food in Yerushalayim. So, ha'poyden et revai, if you are redeeming the fourth year fruit, u'maiser sheni shaloi, and it's maiser sheni, moisiv chaymesh, you must add a fifth. So, anybody that has maiser sheni, we had this halacha the other day, we spoke about it extensively, that if you have maiser sheni, and that is in years 1, 2, 4, 5, of the Shemitah cycle, you have to give 10% to yourself, sort of, meaning you have to bring the fruit up to your slime, and if it's too heavy, you exchange it for cash, and you bring the cash to your slime, with the cash you buy food. So if you're redeeming your fruit for Meiser Sheni, you have to add 25%, and if you're redeeming your Netar Revai, your fourth year fruit, you have to add 25%. Hapoides Agdeishai, let's say you donated cars for kids. You donated a car to the Beis Hamikdash and you want your car back. Not somebody else's car, your own car. When you redeem it, you must be Moisav Chaymish. You have to add 25%. If you're redeeming somebody else's car, you do not have to pay the 25%. Another case of Chaymish. Hanehenish of Prudim and Hegdish Moisav Chaymish. If you benefit from Hegdish, in other words, you Moyel, you did Mi'ilah. When you pay back the principal, you should pay back 25% extra. And if you steal from your friend and you swear falsely that you didn't, and then you admit, you must add 25%. Oh my Rava. Kashilele Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza had a question. Now, if you read it, you would think it's talking about Rebbe Loza the Tana. So says Rashi, no, we're talking about Rebbe Loza ben Pedas, who's an Amor. And he had a question. Why is it when Chachamim are the ones that instituted, they're the ones that instituted re-giving the Meiser of the fruit that you bought from in Amoritz. Why is it that they said that you have to add a Chaymish, you have to add 25%? The Chachamim say that what they are saying, their takanas, their gzeiros, they should be as strong as the Torah. When the Torah says that you give Meister Sheni, give Valdik, sorry, you got a text message from Ayim Chutin Rebelli, couple of Shvayach, Afreilchen, Chakosh V'Sameach. I'm a rude guy. People are sending me all these messages and I cannot respond to them. And by Chalamay, it's going to be too late. So, why should the Chacham institute? Okay, so you have to take Meiser again, just because in case there's a small percentage of Amaratim that don't take Meiser. Why should you have to pay 25% extra? Because it goes according to Rav Meir, who says, yes, Chachamim have to strengthen. It's very interesting. I just spoke to a few family members of mine, talking about Hashkafa. And I noticed that they're very relaxed in certain things in Yiddishkeit. And it came, and I had different conversations with different people privately. And it seems like people, a certain group of people, are very relaxed with the Rabbonot. Listen, it's the rabbis, they said it. It's the rabbis. I believe in the Torah. I believe Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's about it. So I said, do you believe that Hashem also gave this Torah Shabbat Peh at Har Sinai? Yes. But I don't believe all the things that are said in the Gemara or whatever. Okay. That's their Ashkafa. Certain people's Ashkafa. So, in order to be mechazik, there are Rabbanans. Sometimes they have to go extreme and they say, listen, if you're not going to listen to the Rabbanan, if you're going to buy fruit from an Amaretz, you're going to have to pay 25% more to make it strong. V'sanyo, and I'll prove it to you. How many of you get me medinas hayom? If you bring besefas gitin, you bring a get from out of the country, and you're supposed to say, "Befonai nechtav ubefonai nechtam." I saw this written. I saw it signed, and that's halacha derabbanan. That's not a deraisa. It's derabbanan. Yoytzi v'avlad mamzer. So. The halacha is that we consider the child that's born from a marriage of the messenger, the agent, did not say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. If he did not say it, he didn't do the derabbanan, then the child is considered a mamzer. That's very extreme. Divrei Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir says, we do a takana for chachamim and we make it very, very strong. V'chachamim may remain avlad mamzer. Chachamim say, no way. Why should you can't create a mamzer? That's the Torah's thing to make a mamzer. You Rabbanan cannot. So what do? You take the get away from the wife. The yachzer v'itnenala, and you should return. In other words, do it again. V'itnenala b'fnei shnayim, and give it again in front of two witnesses, in front of two eidim. V'yoymerla b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And then he says what chachamim instituted. U'le remeir m'shundel yoymerla b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Yoyitiv avlad mamzer in. Yes, the Vlad is a mamzer, and you have to divorce her. You can't. Remeir the tamei the omer rav amnuna mishmei the ula oimer remeir kol hamashanim imatbeah shetov chacham. If anybody changes from the coin the chachamim minted, in other words, from a gzeiras chachamim begitin, when it comes to get yoyti v'havlad mamzer, it's not like you didn't do the way the chacham said, so it's not a get. It is a get, and if she marries another man with that get, then her children from the second man are mamzer. Most of the Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes has the kasha. See? Okay. And we're going to see the shitas on the next daf. Most of the Rav Sheshes. Mechalalin oisoi kesev al kesev. If you take Meister Sheni demai, not regular Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni that you bought fruit from the Amoritz. And sorry, the Amoritz. Amoritz. You bought Meiser Sheni of Amoritz. What's the halacha? You have to separate your own Meiser Sheni, even though he probably took the Meiser Sheni. And if you did so, Mechala no yisne kesev al kesev. So, you bought fruit from an Amoritz, and you took the fruit, and you transferred the Gedusha into the fruit, into the money. Now you have money in your hand. You could take. Here, let's just say. You transfer the Gdusha into this money. So now all the fruit you're allowed to eat, but this becomes Kaddish. You're permitted, now typically speaking, this is Maaser Sheni Kedusha, you cannot take this and transfer it into this. That doesn't work. You can do it once, but not into this money. However, since this money is only Kaddish, the Rabbanon are the ones that ask you to do it again. So I allow you to take this money and transfer it into another silver. Silver to silver. Nechoshes on nechoshes. One copper to another copper. Whoa, these are bad coppers. Okay. This might be worth a million. It's so... Wow. Mamish. If you look with a microscope, it might be... I could transfer the Kedusha from the silver into the copper. I could take this and transfer it into fruit, which you can never do with regular Maaser Sheni. You can go from fruit into this, but not vice versa, because the Torah says you could transfer in order to make it light so you can carry it up to Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to take money and transfer it into fruit. Only once you get to your slime are you allowed to do it. Over here, since this is only a Durabbanan field to take this Maaser Sheni, you're permitted. Once you transferred this into fruit, the Yachzer V'Yiv this Aperis Yimuchoyev to later go and transfer from the copper into the fruit. Sorry. You go from the copper to the fruit, and from the fruit into the copper, or money. The yivdes aperos, and then you point the fruit. So you do it, you go fruit, copper, and then you have to go copper, fruit. Bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Okay, so our boys died. Let me just see what happened here. Okay, so we're basically in the middle of a thing here, but Bezer Hashem, we will continue shortly. Daf. Nun, Vav, Raboisai, have a Gevaldike Yontev. Remember, I just want to remind the Olam, also something that we learned in Moed Katan a lot, is that Chalamayid, that's something that people said really made them change the way of thinking. Chalamayid is not a weekday. Chalamayid is really Yontev, that we allow people to do certain malachas, but it's really Yontev. So we have to treat it like Yontev. There's a lot of Gedusha, it's like a regular Yontev. The things that we do. So I think one of the biggest things that we should be careful with is not to work. If you don't have to go to work, if you're not forced to go to work, and you can get away without working, it's very much advised not to work on Chalamayit. Because Chalamayit is really Yantif. Think about it. It's really Yantif with a few Haterim to do some halachas. Some people say you're not even right. You shouldn't be shopping. They say, Dovar Ovid, all sorts of coolest, but the bottom line is that it's Yontif. That's what we have to remember. So everybody should be zorcha to chakosher b'sameach. We should be zorcha to v'gata levincha, to teach our children and realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to us, for us, on a daily basis. The akars ha-toyv we should have. The nisen gluim, we just saw nisen gluim, 300 plus missiles fired at Eretz Yisrael and not a single one caused damage. Mamish nisim gluim b'zman hazeh. So we could see there is such a thing called a nes, and this is a nes gali, I believe. I think most people in the know think that it's a nes, a real nes, a nes gali b'zman hazeh. And we should be zoicha to see Mashiach b'karev. Thank you for learning today, or if it's after Yom Tov, but whatever it is, yishkoyach, you should feel good about yourself. And we'll see you, Be'ezer Hashem, the next daf. Chakosh v'sameach.